thought we were the best team for a large part of the game. So certainly in the first half, they might, to get the league leaders to change their shape after 20 minutes just shows our dominance. They then got into the game for 10 minutes. We felt that we couldn't reshuffle our pack because any other system would have gone with two in midfield or three in midfield, and then they would have outran us in some ways. Second half, we came out, we got hit with a sucker punch stupidly, and from then on, I don't think Dex made a save. But I think we missed three or four good chances again. I can't fault the players' mentality, I can't fault the players' effort. I just said to him in there, some of them are surprising me with the mentality at the moment, and I'm happy with that. You've come to the league leaders and you've been clapped off in some ways towards the end when we walked in first. It just shows you that we've got a lot more to come. How we play in the first 25 minutes is how I foresee this team playing. And at the back of the end of all these games that we've played more games than most teams in League One in the last 4 or 5 weeks. To still have a physical output like we did today was quite remarkable.
You certainly started very much on the front foot in that first half. You didn't come here with any fear.
No, but I don't want my team to have fear. That's not part and parcel. We shouldn't, with Charlton. We should have that mentality always while we're in this league, because we should have this bravery and balls to go up against teams. And we did. Thought the hitters on the counter-attack in some ways from a silly error from us. Both of their goals are tap-ins from 2 or 4 yards out. And that can't be the way. We have to work hard to get our chances. But the diamond worked again. I thought the two strikers worked the socks off. The back four looked relatively strong. I don't think anybody can say we didn't work hard or try hard today.
After that first half, I guess the timing of the second goal must have been a little bit of a setback.
But no, I said to the lads as they scored, listen, you've got, sometimes that's not a bad thing. It is if you're weak, because this place can cut you open sometimes. A bit like the Valley. Well, the Valley certainly does. When we start well, it can demolish most teams. I thought we dealt with that because obviously we're used to this intensity because of the way the fans we play in front of every week. So we rode the storm, and then we got another foothold in the game, and then we went again and we finished off the stronger team.
You said during the week that you were jealous of Sheffield United, what they've done. What did you learn about your own team today that you hope you'll take into next season?
In the two boxes, we have to be better. In our box and in their box. I think what we're starting to get now is a way of playing. So in between the boxes, about us finding a way and dominating the possession and regaining possession, but you've got to find that clinical edge in the final third. I thought Ricky Holmes, captain of the team today, was quite sensational once again, and he normally puts them in the back of the net, so you can't. We're a little bit away, but after today, I don't think there's been many teams that have come here and outplayed them possession-wise and have more shots on target than them. I don't think many have done that at Bramall Lane all year.
The intensive spill of games you've had, is it a slight relief now to have a little bit of time off?
Well, yeah. Yes and no in some ways, but listen, it's been hard, but I've loved it. I love being involved in football. So we are going to have a break. We're going to shut the place down for a few days, and then we're going to go again. Give me perfect time to test the players before they go. Before we start the back end of the season, so we know where they are with body fats and fitness levels and hydration levels and a number of different things that I want to start implementing within internally that's not been there before, so we can start keeping them better, more of a monitor on what they do away from the game, and that's important to me.
Thanks, Carl. It's a bit of a double-edged sword coming off today. You've got a fine line between that decision-making process in the final third, as you say, but the fact that you're in there in the first place.
Yeah, and once again, Dech makes a great save and just drops to his feet to tap it in. Don't see that happening down our end. But we're at the moment, we have to play well to win. Sometimes when we're not getting that little bit of rubber to green. The fans were excellent, they sang right the way through, they support us through thick and thin as they always do. But I think they're starting to see a team that cares, a team that is willing to run around. Listen, the league table doesn't lie. It's rubbish where we are. We know that, me and all of us included. But it's about us rebuilding this club. These have been through difficult times here, they'll tell you. The fans will openly say it's been difficult for 4 or 5 years inside Bramall Lane. But I don't plan to be around for 4 or 5 years. I plan to turn this around sooner rather than later. And I need the right players, the staff to be motivated, the players to be motivated to play for the fans and the badge. And we can't fall into that rut of being in this league. We've got to find ourselves some sort of momentum from now to the end of the season and grip it with both hands and be as aggressive as we were today. Arguably one of the most difficult places to come. We've been to it's not Boundary Park, it's not even the Reebok, it's modern as the Macro Stadium now, and then we've been to Bramall Lane here today, and we've looked like we play with no fear, but we've got to find that quality when we go up against teams who are in and around us.
You've got a 2-week break, as we said. Is there a possibility we'll see some bodies back?
Hopefully, yeah. But listen, the players who are playing at the moment certainly have making a good sort of push to keep the shirt. So they've got to work hard to get back in now.
Might sound like a strange type of question, but how do you when you said, you know, you need to play well at the minute, and obviously United probably feel they could have played better, but how do you get a team able to win without playing at these people?
Well, that's the key to winning championships and gaining promotion. You'll know, and you'll watch a lot of teams up and down the country go into games, you think, well, how did they win that? But that breeds momentum and success. We need to find a solidarity. We need to find a compactness when things aren't going quite our way, and rely on great finishing. I remember when we were Chesterfield with MK once, and they battered us. We won 1-0. Benneke Forbes quit up the halfway line, put in the top corner, and then we defended for our lives in the last 15 minutes, and we walked away 1-0 up. And you think, well, where's that come from? And that's sometimes what you need. The moment we come to Tony, and Tony's been fantastic, and he just misses the post, or he makes a great save. You just got to find that inner belief in yourself to overcome that.